Au revoir. Bonsoir tout le monde. Bienvenue, diversité et unité. Hello everyone, this is Pamela Haskell. How have you been? I know I've been off of for a while. It's been a very busy season for me, especially working two jobs. Working with school district and working at JCPenney's. Well, you know how it is. A person got to do what they have to do. So, welcome everyone to Diversity and Unity. I am your host, Je suis Pamela Haskell. So, it is a pleasure to be back with you. I missed you all. And I hope you all are doing well. And I would like to thank all of my viewers and listeners, not only just here in the United States, but in France and all the other Spanish-speaking countries, the London area, the United Kingdom area, the Japan, China, all those the countries that are listening. God bless you all. Africa, everywhere, to everywhere, wherever my voice is heard. Welcome to Diversity and Unity. So, I want to talk tonight about relationships and communication. And the reason why I want to talk about it is because I'm finding that not only ever since COVID, and I'm not talking about just pre-COVID, but post-COVID, it seems as if relationships are more in turmoil than ever before. And I just want to say, I've been in relationships, and I think that one of the key important things in a relationship is communication. You might have some personal things going on, whether you're a man or woman, but I think that communication is key to long, if you want a relationship that's based on longevity, then you have to be open to communicating. Now, I know men are not as men don't are not as verbal as women are. They're more emotional. And women, as women, we tend to be more verbal. We like to express ourselves. And of course, we also express our emotions when we want to get points across, when we're dealing with a very perplex situation in relationship that is very complicated. Whereas men are not as verbally communicative. They don't verbally communicate as we women do. Now, that's not to say that men don't communicate if they have a problem or or a detriment in a relationship or whatever. But it's just that we find that more women are able to. Now, I do respect privacy, and I think that there are some things, whether it's, personal or whatever, or whether it's between two significant others or whatever, husband, wife, whatever, a fiance or whatever. I think that there should be, we should be able to respect the person's privacy when it comes to relationships. But I think, regardless of how you feel, I think it's important to communicate to the woman or man or your significant other or your spouse when you're going through things. I'm not saying that you have to express everything that you're feeling, but at least communicate so that there's some type of empathetic or empathy of understanding of what's going on with you. And like, as I said before, don't ever be afraid to get counseling. But I think that you should be prayerful when seeking, counseling. Me, I always try to go to, I would prefer a Christian counselor, but I still say, if you need help, you need help. There's nothing wrong with pursuing professional help if your relationship or your marriage is in crisis. But I do believe in the power of prayer. I do. I pray every day. But I also believe in the power of communication. And I believe that the key to a strong relationship is when a man and woman communicates. Despite what you're feeling, despite your personal distress or whatever, you should communicate. Because you can't assume that the woman can read your mind. And the same thing for the woman. You can't assume that the man can read your mind if you're not communicating. You have to communicate. You know, if there's a problem, you know, I'll just say, for example, you know, you might be used to talking to each other at a certain time. A certain time of the evening or whatever. I think that rather than assume and make accusations against a person, ask them questions about, you know, what's going on. And as I said, they don't have to be detailed. And if they don't want to, you know, give all the details, we have to kind of sometimes respect that. But I think that they should be candid with you enough to let you know what's going on so that you can know how to handle the situation in the relationship and how to approach the relationship and how to work on those areas where you might be weak or struggling in. I think that's going to be very beneficial to the relationship and to help strengthen the relationship, especially to make it to longevity in a relationship. You know, because if there's no communication, I mean, I don't care if it's in a marriage. I don't care if it's in a dating relationship or even engagement, whatever. You have to communicate. Communication is key, not only just in a dating relationship or an engagement or a marriage, but in all phases of relationships, but especially when you're with someone who you're going to share the rest of your life with. Communication is key. And it's very important in the dating, in the engagement, in the marriage relationship. There has to be that open dialogue, that open communication. You know, because if there's no intimacy in communication, then as I said, your relationship is instead of growing stronger, it's gonna be weakened. The only way you can strengthen that your relationship is by keeping the communication gap open. When things bother you, instead of just playing the silent treatment, talk about it. Find a time that's suitable for you both to sit down and to talk about, you know, those issues. If you know, if it's a communication issue, talk about it. If you feel that you need professional help and helping to, you know, open up the communication dialogue, then seek professional help. And as I said, I do believe in praying about it. Yes, pray about it. You know, if you're both Christians, get on your knees and pray. Seek God and pray with one another. I mean, prayer is always key. But like, as I said, you know, communication goes a long ways when you both make an effort to try to work things out. And I believe in working things out in relationships. I believe in communication. And that if something's bothering me, then I'm going to talk to the man about it and share those things so that he's aware of those things. And then that way, there's no sense of insecurity, because sometimes if you don't talk about things, then insecurity can rise. And once insecurity rises, then all these accusations and allegations start coming up. And then sometimes that can lead to immaturity in the relationship, and it can lead to breakups and a lot of division and divisiveness. And you don't want that. And that's why when you meet somebody, you should get that, you know, once you have established a rapport that you're going to continue to talk to this person and possibly continue talking with this person and building a relationship that can lead to dating and a commitment relationship, then you need to be open and honest. You need to be consistent with it. And like I said, I can respect if somebody doesn't want to talk right there and then, but at some point you're going to have to open up and still continue, be consistent and persistent with that communication. So that way the other significant other or the spouse can know how to best interact with you and communicate with you and meet you at that place that's dire that you need to be met at, and vice versa. So, you know, it's my prayer that those that are in relationships, those that are seeking relationships and seeking committed relationships, seek God. You know, pray to God and ask God to give you wisdom on what to say to a person. That's what I pray all the time. I always say, Father God, give me what to say. Because I don't want to say something to hurt someone's feelings. I don't want to belittle another person ever in a relationship. You know, as I said, you know, we're all human. We go through things. We go through things that may challenge us personally. But I still say, regardless of what your challenges are that you're dealing with and facing, keep the communication open. Because when you communicate and you keep that communication gap open, then you're showing that woman or man that you are a key partner, player in, and when I say player, you're a partner, you're showing them that you're there for them, and you're showing them that you're willing to listen to them and that you can empathize with some of the things that they discuss with you privately about, that are candid. And you should also remember that when you're in a relationship, the things that your man or that your lady or whatever shares with you, or your husband or wife, whatever they share with you, that's between you two only. That's not for the whole world to know about. Some things ought to be kept private. Because if you share everything that you and your husband do or your wife, then you're opening the door for people to really bring toxic disaster to your relationship. And you don't want that. So only give people bits and pieces of a few things about things, certain things that you want them to know. But when it comes to your private life, I'm just going to say, you know, keep that to yourself. Because I believe in respecting a person's private life. And that's just something that's very sacred to me. It's my personal life and my relationships. I guard them. And you need to guard your heart. Be careful who you open your heart up to and who you give your heart to. Because that, as I said, you know, everything that you do, seek God. Pray about it. And don't just say to God you want a husband or wife. You pray and ask God for a godly husband and a godly wife. And be specific about what you desire in a godly husband or a godly wife. You have to be specific. For example, if my desire for a godly husband, I desire a godly husband who loves God, who is in tune with God, who has this intimate relationship with God, has a prayer life, and is full of the Word of God, and who can pray with me when I'm going through things, and I can intercede in prayer with him when he goes through. Because see, when you're in a relationship, it's more than just physical satisfaction. You have to be able to support a person emotionally and spiritually, as well as physically. So it's not just only meeting a person's needs physically with sexual intercourse. The needs have to be met spiritually and emotionally as well. Your spouse or significant other or whatever might be feeling drained. You have to be able to encourage them with encouraging positive words instead of being negative and belittling them every time they're going through something, or they're at a place in life where they're not at the best. I believe that what will make any relationship satisfying is when you have the joy of the Lord, and when you're not looking for a man or a woman to make you happy, but you have to be happy. Happiness starts with you within. So if you're looking to get in a relationship for somebody to make you happy, you're in it for the wrong reasons. That's the wrong motive. You have to already be satisfied, and you should already be content with yourself, because the reason for desiring a godly husband or a godly wife shouldn't be so that you can be happy. I mean, you have to first be content with yourself, because being married and being in a relationship, it doesn't bring happiness. And I'm just being transparent. It doesn't. Being a billionaire or a millionaire, having all the money in the world, is not going to make you happy. Because one day, it's only temporary, and those things are going to fade. They're going to be eradicated someday. But as I said, if you're looking for a godly husband or a godly wife, you need to pray and seek God and be very specific about what you desire in that godly wife or godly husband. But I will say once again that communication is key. If you want your relationship or marriage to prosper, God has to be in the center of your relationship and your marriage. Because without God in your marriage or your relationship, it's not going to work. And I believe, like as I said, in the power of prayer, and I believe that with God in the marriage and relationship, it will be sustained when you have Him, because God has to be first place in our life. And that's why the Word of God says, "Seek ye first the kingdom of God, and all these other things shall be added unto you." So when we learn to put God first, then God will give us the desires of our heart. He'll bless us with that godly husband or godly wife if it's His will. Because it's not the will of God for everybody to be married. And it's not the will of God for everybody to be single. It's a calling. And it's one that only God can bring and give. So I want to thank you all that have been listening to me. And so for those that have been listening, please support the Diversity and Unity podcast if you can, because it's my desire and my hope to bring you issue topics that are prevalent today that everyone's dealing with. And I just want to say, even if being in interracial relationships, there's nothing wrong with that. There just has to be a mutual understanding about the differences of culture and the beliefs and the understanding of the individual person. Thank you for listening to this program. I hope that something was said and that has touched your heart and has blessed you. And if this, as I said, if this podcast has blessed you, please support it by sending a donate, a payment, and subscribe to Diversity and Unity, Diversity and Unity. I really appreciate it, because it's my goal to reach a diverse audience. People from all different backgrounds and ethnicities and beliefs, because I believe this is my mission to talk to people around the world about the various topics and issues that I've dealt with that God has put on my heart to speak to you about. Well, till we meet again, au revoir, and God bless you. And thank you for listening to Diversity and Unity. I'm Pamela Haskell. Till we meet again, have a good evening. Bonsoir.